I was fighting to keep my eyes open.
Okay. We're gonna keep this real quick. So we're gonna kind of like signal the light. We're just gonna go. We're gonna do 10 minutes. 10 minutes, and that's it.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah, I'm there too. I'm like,
I'm old. That's what's going on, man. It's fucking Thursday, and I'm like falling asleep at 9:30. I'm old.
Fall asleep with the drinks on your lap. Yeah. So this is the Food Politics Podcast. Completely different animal. Completely different. So what are we talking about today, Crystal? Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Crystal McCrory. And I would love to discuss farming while black.
Oh, I love that. Tell me more about this.
Oh, wow. It's an amazing book. Not quite finished. But it is about Soul Fire Farm in upstate New York. And the founder is giving us a treasure trove of information about farming. And there's a lot in it about the spirituality and rituals associated with it. But it's also a lot about the logistics. And it's very informative and moving and very well written.
Yeah, I love it too. I think we're about in the same spot in the book, so we're kind of like going through it. By the time this podcast episode comes out, we'll definitely be finished with it. And
have yes.
Stay on it, because I love it so far. Just from the very beginning, I just dive into it, and it's like a whole world of its own. It's just like, oh.
Right. I want to visit Soul Fire Farm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Like, I do.
Where is it? We gotta go there. All the good that she's doing there too, right?
This book in and of itself is just a gift.
Yeah.
It's an amazing gift. I mean, you have to pay for it, but
oh, yeah.
It's not a free book, but you know, it's almost as though it's an affordable book, but the price of the book doesn't reflect its value.
Oh, no. By far. No.
it makes an enormous contribution, in my opinion.
This is one of the books I definitely want to really dive into once we completed it and really pick it, you know, not necessarily pick it apart, but just pick out some gems and just talk about it and just, you know, gleefully, you know, share.
Right.
One, you know.
Don't you feel like you're transported into this world reading this book?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, that's the thing that it just drew me in immediately, that this isn't just a farm, it's a community.
Yeah.
And you feel like you're there. And a lot of what's written in the book is about people coming to visit this farm/community and learning so many things. And I think that's sort of the spirit of the book, is trying to bring people into this community of farming, even if it's your own farm, right? You feel connected to this larger community.
Yeah. And that's what farms used to be, right? I mean, you know, you had all these different farmers and they would work together, and, you know, this person didn't have this, or, you know, they didn't have this skill, and they would teach them, and it was just a big community, and that's been lost for the most part, unfortunately.
Yes. And one of the intentions spoken of very explicitly in the book is to bring some of that back.
Yeah. And that's what I loved about it. It's like, yes, we need more of that. We need more Leahs in the world.
Right. You know, not to, you know, change the subject, but it is kind of on point in that Organic Manifesto, another book. I feel like it is it's almost like, I don't want to say the part one to this. It's like, it's almost an introduction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of a, you know, if Karl Marx writes the Communist Manifesto and it sparks all of these ideas about, I mean, I'm not a communist or anything, but if it sparks all these thoughts about, you know, challenging capitalism, you know, that's the originator of it. And I feel like Organic Manifesto in a lot of ways sparked this call back to farming, not just, you know, what they call it, the conventional farming.
Which was just farming, or, you know, as grandma used to say, organic farming. But that was just farming. It was just food, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And the Organic Manifesto does a lot of what Leah continues in her book, in this importance of looking at the soil.
Yeah.
And how valuing the soil and understanding the soil, how much that can heal us.
That is the most important thing.
Right.
Once you get the soil, you know, properly built, and that is life. I mean, water is life, but soil is life as well.
Right.
Yeah.
That cannot be understated when you read these books.
No.
You know, it really, and it gives you hope.
It does. It really does. It really does. And that's what I'm looking for with this new podcast also, is just to give some hope after we give a little bit of the, you know, a little bit of the doom and gloom. Give some hope at the end, you know.
Right.
Like, this is how fuck up it is. But we can do, right? Right?
Yeah. You know what I mean? What do we need hope for if we're not already kind of in a bit of trouble?
Right. So one, you know.
So you do have to look at the trouble a little bit.
Yeah.
To unpack why we should be hopeful.
You have to.
Absolutely.
You know, pleasure without pain, right? You gotta have.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. I feel like you can just go ahead and have the pleasure.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I'm not one to think that pain is. I mean, I feel like it is a part of life in certain junctures.
I don't know.
I think that you certainly can have pleasure without it. I do.
Well, everybody has their beliefs.
I'll hold mine.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go with that. I think we're starting off on the wrong foot.
No. I mean, I don't necessarily think you're wrong. I just think we have different perspective on it. You know.
Mm-hmm. Perspectives can change. You know, they can all change, right?
I'm a bit of a hedonist.
Okay. Oh man, I love that book. Organic Manifesto, you know.
Right.
I'm trying to think of there was another book I was trying to remember. It's on the tip of my tongue, but yeah, that Organic Manifesto. But you know what? You know what I realized with a lot of these books that I'm reading, women are taking a charge.
I didn't want to do. I didn't want to go there. I didn't want to already start with this.
All of it, man.
You know, this whole feminist movement kind of. I didn't want to put that out there. I don't want to be divisive. But
I mean, it is what it is.
You know, as a female, I must say I'm proud of the ladies right now.
Mother Earth. There's a reason. Mother Earth. There is a reason why
you call
that.
Yes, but you know, we need the men.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It can't just be this female movement. It's got to be.
See what I did there? I got you right back where you did. Nah, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Well, you are very clever.
Yes. I think.
But I do think that that's. But I mean. Well, you know, obviously we need both genders. I do feel like it's been imbalanced in that there has not been enough female leadership, really in any capacity, but in farming, let's just keep it there and say that there just aren't enough women running the show. I'm happy to see more women getting involved. It's really great. I mean, I think it's going to add something that we haven't seen in the past. I think it might actually change like this repetitive cycle we tend to be on as human beings, and that
right.
It's like, you know, how do we end up in this mess all over again? You know?
Oh, I know.
Maybe, maybe this will make a difference and kind of change some of the paradigms we're used to dealing with that don't always work.
Yeah.
you know.
Different outlooks.
In Organic Manifesto, she wrote about, you know, that there are like 90% of farms are run by men. Mm-hmm. And she also wrote that a lot of these men are crumbling under the pressure of trying to keep these farms going. And it seems to be hopeless, but as she said, they're feeding the world and they can't give up. And, you know, this, you know, to say introducing women in more leadership capacity isn't to say you want to supplant men. It's more just, hey, let's help you. Let's give you a little different bit of a different perspective. So that you're not caught in the same cycle that you think you can't get out of. Let me introduce my way, and maybe you'll find benefit and see some hope, the hope that I have, which is to focus on the soil.
Yeah, that's right. Soil. Bring everyone to the table. Bring everyone to the table. Everyone actually have a, you know, place to sit and, you know, voice and actually be heard. And you know,
right?
All of it.
And we just ultimately say, focus on the soil. Fix the soil.
That's right. We all get caught to that conclusion. Focus on the soil.
Right? Fix the soil.
That is it. The soil.
Oh, man.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, that's the one thing. That is the largest issue, I think, that is facing farmers. You know, with all these years of, you know, conventional, you know, growing, using air quotes, and it's I'm always using that, but it's just like, you know, we use all this stuff for years, and we're gonna jump on a whole bunch of other topics. You know, the big, you know, elephant in the room. You know. I'm not going to even mention her name
because it'll go off on a tangent.
Yeah.
There's no ending.
Yeah.
That rant.
We're gonna. That's something that we'll just talk about. A topic, probably like end of the final season. Because it'll be like moving out with a thing
and get it all out.
Because it'll be a 5-hour conversation, right?
Yeah. Right. Rant. a rant.
It'll be a rant. It'll be fluid. It'll go back and forth between rant and conversation, you know, taking a break.
That's your plan.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'll be flipping tables before it's all over.
Right.
And you're here stuck in the studio. What is this? He's flipping tables and he's lost it. Talking about going from Malcolm to
from Martin.
Martin to Malcolm. I'm back to Martin now.
Yeah, right.
I really am.
Keep the dream alive, okay?
Yes.
It's gonna be all right. Yes. It really is. I mean, I truly believe that. I remain optimistic about everything despite reasons to be concerned.
Yeah.
I think that everyone needs to be concerned. I think if you're not a little bit concerned, you're probably not paying attention.
Yeah. In the sand.
You know.
La 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 la. It's not happening. It's like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, but I don't think that that's reason to be depressed or anything. It's just, hey y'all, let's mm-hmm. put our heads together and not just fix the problems, but we can improve things. Like, I mean, we can be better off.
Yeah. Yeah.
I that's how it tends to go. That's how evolution works.
Yeah.
You don't evolve backwards. You evolve forward.
Always forward.
Right?
Yeah.
And as you would say, it takes a little pain, yeah?
Just a little bit.
And then the pleasure of you know, actually making that difference.
That's it. We're going to cover so many topics. I want to get into everything, but you know what? We're probably not even going to even get into everything that we're going to talk about on this.
Right.
This month. Yeah, I know I definitely want to talk about the big corporations and, you know, all of that fun stuff and me spending some time inside one of the, you know, largest beverage corporations out there undercover.
I can't wait to hear.
Yeah.
All of this.
I can't wait. Yeah.
Insider information.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was actually thinking about some of the stuff the other day again. I was like, you know, there's so much stuff that's blocked out when I was there. You know what I mean? It's just like,
you're gonna have to dig it out.
No. It's fully come back.
Good.
All of it. I'm like, oh my god, that happened. Yeah. So,
this is valuable.
Yeah. So people need to know.
Seriously.
They need to know.
Give us the tea.
Oh yes, I'm spilling the tea all over the place. Love to spill some tea.
Yes. Well, we're all anxious to hear it.
Yeah. Well, I will end this short little episode here, and we will definitely jump back on lunch soon some really, really good information. I'm really looking forward to jumping into the Farming While Black, and
I'm so excited.
That is just one of the books I was like, where do I just pick these out of the air,
They find you, what I mean?
Find me. It's like, I want you to.
It's time.
Yeah, it's time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll end it here, and we'll be back for another episode.
All right. Can't wait.
See you later.
Bye.